In the age of more technological advances and just using technology more than maybe we used to, there are more and more reports of people recording work meetings, especially when you're meeting with somebody higher up, maybe your boss. But what are the legalities surrounding recording conversations that are deemed pretty intimate? And so we wanted to talk about this because this seems to be, like I said, a trend that is on the rise and more people reaching out to employment attorneys about this. In fact, we have our employment attorney on the show here. Gary Phelan is back. And Gary, you've been seeing more and more of these cases professionally, right?
Absolutely. There definitely has been an increase over the last few years. And I think part of that is just the assumption that it's okay. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, where you see things on social media, like, you know, here's how you can secretly record meetings. And yet those have very important legal consequences and risk that those commercials don't, you know, kind of give people a heads up about.
Give people an idea, Gary, and again, you don't have to name any of your clients per se, but why do employees secretly tape record a meeting, for example?
The primary reason is to prove some sort of what they believe to be unlawful discrimination. The classic case is sexual harassment. You know, the kind of he said, she said types of cases where inevitably the one who is accused denies it, but it can also be used where the employee believes the employer is engaging in some sort of illegal or unlawful behavior. What I'm seeing is an increase in just kind of routine conversations in the workplace, or even just, you know, well, I was doing my annual performance review, so just to make sure. I had a record of it. I tape recorded the conversation.
So that's interesting because, again, I think that even more, obviously we're talking about at the workplace, but I think even more and more people are recording really a lot of conversations. People will record run-ins with police. People will record when they're sitting down at meetings with their friends or even their family members. And sometimes it's just for kind of record keeping. But in this situation, especially at the workplace, it's to prove, for example, you know, it sounds like when you do go to say, hey, you know, I'm being treated unfairly, or I'm being discriminated against, or this is what's happening behind closed doors. To me, that is providing very concrete proof. But is it legal to record those types of conversations or interactions or meetings in the workplace without consent?
The first issue is, what does the state law say? Now, Connecticut is considered what's called a one-party consent state. As long as one party to the conversation, it's usually the person tape recording, as long as they are consenting to it being tape recorded, that's legal. Some states, there's two, you know, you need both parties. So in those states, it would be illegal. But the most important question then is not so much whether or not the one, you know, the party consents, the one tape recording, but why are they doing it? Because the fact that somebody may consent themselves, it's not a crime, but that doesn't mean they might be opening themselves up to disciplinary action in the workplace, or even in some cases, there have been counterclaims in lawsuits for invasion of privacy by the employer or someone who is secretly tape recorded.
So, you know, it's interesting you mentioned tape recording, and I'm curious if you can secretly record a telephone call. So we're talking about in person, pressing the record button or rolling a video. But what about if you're on a phone call and you decide to record it, Gary? Is that legal?
In that case, it would be illegal. With respect to telephone calls in Connecticut, both parties need to consent to having the conversation recorded.
Interesting. And again, we've got Gary Phelan here, who is an employment attorney as well as Quinnipiac law professor. And we're talking about tape recording in the workplace. What advice would you give to an employee who is considering recording a meeting? I mean, are there situations, Gary, where you... So I look at maybe not so much a boss, but maybe it's a colleague, and maybe you are recording that person to show your boss the work environment that you are in, and maybe not even to get the person removed from their job, but to just justify some of the challenges that you're facing. I mean, are there situations where it is okay to record without somebody's consent? I mean, part of the reason I would think people do that is because as soon as the other person in the room knows you hit record, they may not be themselves.
I think it's important for employees to get legal advice before they take action. And and when I say legal advice, I don't mean Google it or go to AI. Speak to a lawyer. Because, again, it gets back to the question of why. What are you trying to – what's your objective? Now, if it's to prove unlawful discrimination of some kind, that may be protected as opposing discrimination. And if the employer were to respond in some way by disciplining or terminating the person, well, that may be an unlawful discrimination due to retaliation. So if they believe the employer is engaging in some sort of illegal behavior, that may be protected under the state whistleblower statute. But if it's something where, you know, I think this employee is spreading gossip in the workplace, and I'm going to tape record them, you know, spreading gossip, that's not legally protected. And so the employee is at risk of disciplinary action in a situation like that. So I think it's something that you need to be very careful about because their job may be at risk. On the other hand, depending on what the circumstances are, and again, the classic situation is sexual harassment, it may be worth whatever risk there may be.
And what about on the other side of things, Gary? What would you suggest for employers to think about?
Employers might consider a policy where they say in the, you know, the written policy in a handbook, let's say, you know, where it's a there's a policy against secretly tape recording, but not a complete ban, but say unless, you know, prohibited by state or federal law. Another federal law that might, where if an employee is engaging in concerted activity, on behalf of all employees, let's say unsafe work conditions, that also may be protected. So as long as there's a caveat that you shouldn't, that it's not a complete ban, I think that's fine. The other thing, though, is not so much what to do. It's what not to do. If an employer becomes aware that the employee was secretly tape recording and they might be angry about it, let's say it's a supervisor, don't take disciplinary action. Investigate. They may discover something that there is a real problem. And so rather than focusing on the tape recording, it's what was the person tape recording for? But not to immediately, retaliate or say that's wrong, that's dishonest, I'm going to terminate you, because that may get them in certainly legal hot water.
Gary Phelan, again, an employment attorney and Quinnipiac law professor. Always appreciate getting your insight. Thank you so much for talking about this, and we will talk again soon.